Turn it up.
Get ready.
You're tuned in to VO Buzz Weekly.
The show where aspiring voice actors,
established VO pros,
and curious fans alike get to meet and learn.
From the mega successful talent in voiceover, hear their personal stories, find out how they became so successful,
learn their secrets, and join them at the top.
Get seriously buzzed with your hosts, Chuck Duran and Stacey J. Aswan.
Hey everybody, I'm Stacey J.
And I'm Chuck Duran.
Welcome to another amazing episode of VO Buzz Weekly.
That's right, today we're back with part two with Gray DeLisle. Let's rock this thing now. So, if you had your entire career, okay, voiceover career, to start all over again, mm-hmm. would you do anything differently?
No, I mean, and it's funny because I look back and think, like, why? At the time, it probably didn't seem like a great idea to do this thing, but it ended up working out. Everything just kind of, I don't know if I have, like, little, I've got, like, little white lights, like, following me around or something. Because I was thinking about when I interned for Kathy Kalmanson,
Kathy
and Harv. But I just, well, I was taking her class, and I just thought, I need to know how, you know, casting directors think. Like, mm-hmm. I need to get inside the brain of a casting director. I had no money. I'm waiting tables. I'm cleaning houses. And I'm like, I'm going to go intern there for, I don't know, I didn't intern there for very long. But, like, you know, it's just, it's no pay or anything. I'm sitting in there answering phones. But, and killing bugs, mostly, because Kathy's super afraid of, like, spiders and anything. I was a bug killer.
Nice.
I was like, great. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So you're a waitress?
They nicknamed her
Raid. A house cleaner and an exterminator.
Yes, an exterminator. Okay. And did a few little casting things. Not really. I was pretty much on the phone. But I saw kind of what they were, and I listened to the takes. And I'm like, of course they picked that person. And, you know, I don't want to give away my secrets, but ad-libs, I think that's why I get a lot of the jobs I get, because... And if it's funny.
If it's funny.
But my first agent that I had before Sandy, I only was there for a minute. I don't even want to say who it is because they're probably a very nice person.
We won't.
Still.
Yeah.
But they didn't cotton to the ad-libs. So they were like, can we just keep it to the script, Gray? And I was like, okay. I was like, but that's really funny. And I was working for Kathy Kalmanson, and like they actually pick people sometimes if it's really funny. And they're like, maybe just feel uncomfortable. And as soon as I got out of there, I was like, Sandy's like, yeah, if it's great, if it's funny, go for it, you know? Yeah. And so that's kind of the only reason I feel like I stood out. I'm a frustrated punch-up writer. I do get to session so, and I'm like, oh, this will be, oh, you know, it'll be funny. Oh, my God, it'll be funny. You know, sometimes the writers are probably like...
Yeah,
but when it's funny that you
and actually,
well, I'm sure you stick to the script.
Sometimes
and then
like,
you
as written, can we get one as written, Gray?
Yes,
like, hey, we have one.
Yeah, but I've actually heard Jess Harnell, our good friend.
Yeah,
he's told me a million times because he's kind of like you in the sense that you guys are really witty and fast and come up with funny stuff.
Much wittier than I
and
am.
He's in animation sessions and they're always asking. So you know, Jess, what would you say? What would you do? What would you and, you know? And he's like, that's great.
Yeah,
and he ends up rewriting a lot of the stuff, coming up with stuff like you do.
I like really good scripts that I can add on to.
Exactly.
That inspires me. If it's just crappy and they're like, so,
do something.
Do you have any, let's make this fun. And it's like, it can't make it fun because it's awful.
It's because it's not.
I know. But if I'm in a room of people that I really like respect, when I'm doing Tough Puppy or Fairly Odd Parents, those writers, my God, they're just so great.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to riff with them because you just respect them so much. And, you know, it's just, it's good. Which is good about letting us. I mean, if it's funny, he'll let you do it. But if it's not funny, you get shot down so badly.
Right?
You have to wait another month before you come up with another idea.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, am I on
unfunny
restrictions?
Lady?
Yeah. I will never ad-lib again.
I have an idea.
Am I still grounded?
I know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, shoot. What do you got?
You love being a mom.
I do love
it. But in addition to being a mom,
is
your
this
biggest accomplishment?
This is totally dorky and
stupid. Maybe it's finding your great shoes. Is that what you're going to say?
No,
because sometimes that is for me.
But kind of. Like, it works itself. Well, it works itself in... I am... No. This is so dumb. And my husband made fun of me. But I'm going to be an extra on Mad Men. And I'm so excited.
That's her biggest.
I am. And I know. I was thinking about
that. That's the era. You love that era.
You know, and my friend Neil Kaplan, he's a voice actor. Do you know Neil Kaplan? Mm. He's great. He's done a lot of games and stuff. He's just a great guy.
Yeah.
And I've known him forever. Like, he was one of the first people that was with Sandy with me. But he was just like, hey, great, you dress all vintage all the time usually. And you got such like a little, you know, kind of a vintage style. You should be an extra on Mad Men. And I was like, oh, God. I was like, oh, you know, I would love that. And he's like, really? You consider doing it? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, I know the casting person. And I was like, really? And I was thinking, he's never going to hook this up. I'm sure every person that wears red lipstick and has bangs wants to be on that damn show. You know? So I was like, oh, okay, Neil, all right. You know? And he's like, hey. And then like a month later, he's like, can you send me some pictures? Because casting. I was like, all right. I've done a little vintage, like, pin-up-y modeling. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, yeah. Just like, in, you know, fully clothed. Yeah. Sometimes. And like cute little like vintagey.
Vintagey.
I mean, it's all covered. Yeah. Those bras came up to like
vintagey is always covered.
And then there was a bra over the bra.
I know, So I sent him a few things and I'm still like, this is crazy. They're never gonna. And then I'm just like, I was bouncing off the walls. This just happened last week. And I called the casting lady and she's like, okay, so you're, and I'm a featured extra. I mean, I don't do. I'm not getting a crowd scene.
You have to be featured. Otherwise, forget about it, buddy.
Anyway, but and I have a little daughter that looks like me and everything, but she's like, you're the well-dressed woman, great. I was like, I am the well-dressed woman. Oh my God, it's so crazy because, like, I feel like I am. Anyway, I was just so excited, and finally she was like, but you know that this is an extra role, right? Because I was like, I can't believe this! This is so great! I mean, I'm just like, great.
She's acting like the star!
Betty's here, and Gray's like,
I know. I was like, I'll behave myself. I promise I will. And I was like, God, I hope the casting people don't like pull a plug.
Because you have to sit still and be quiet. So this is a challenging role.
Shoot in November. I just had my fitting the other day. I've tried on several dresses. They're not going to put me in anything.
No. You're going to stand out, girl.
There were options.
Yes.
Anyway,
I went home and I was to my husband. I was like, I'm going to be an extra. And he's like, honey, you're like people like. And I was like, but it's like an extra. Like, and I don't know. I don't care.
You're like, my bubble will not be deflated.
It wouldn't be. But the thing is, I actually had the dumb thought of like, wow, like this, you know, like this is something that's really made my mark on that show. Like, and when they go through, you know, like on the DVDs,
that woman in the
like,
movie
I will
theater.
Be part of this. You know, I know it's so stupid.
But you know there will not be residuals.
I know. I don't
care. So just so you know.
I know.
No more Mustangs for that.
I don't want you out by your little mailbox going.
I know.
AMC.
I got $36 for my fitting.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Minus taxes, that's $12.12.
I used to do extra work when I first moved to LA. Like, I did it like 4 times. I didn't do it that often. But because it was hard to get it. It's like, I got an extra job. And I work with Tia Carrera now on...
Tia Carrera is a voice actor now?
Yeah, she's great. Wow. She's on the new
so cool.
Scooby-Doo. She plays, Freddy's stepmom. Yeah, I think.
Nice.
I think that's good. Yeah. We're all on there googling around so much. I can't remember who's playing what.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's escaping me, too. I know you're Daphne, but I can't. Sorry, Tia.
That's right. No, but I don't even know if she's aired that much yet. But anyway, but I never told her this, but I was an extra in this movie she did called High School High, in which I bilked the extra business out of $40 a day by, I was cocktailing at night at Timmy Nolan's in Toluca Lake, and then I would go to my extra job, and I would sign in, and then I would go over, because you had to be at like 5:30 in the morning, so I get out of cocktailing, and like after I count up everybody, it's like 3 in the morning, go to my extra job at 5, you know, sign in, go to the snack table, like take like Carnation Insta breakfast, granola bar. You know, I mean, I did grocery shopping for the week.
Yes.
You know, put it in my backpack. And then I went and found a comfortable place to sleep for the whole day. I would like go under like blankets. I'm lucky I wasn't crushed by like a crane or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I really would like hide myself under like tarps and everything, like back on the set somewhere. And I would just set my little alarm on my watch. And then at like, you know, when we were done, I was like, you know, I go sign out, get my $40, you know, then go to the gym and shower, and then go wait tables again.
This girl is out of her mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Dues, people.
Do you have a standout moment in your voice acting career so far that's been like the most memorable experience for you? In a session, an audition, a process of getting a job?
I love working with June Foray. I've only worked with her a few times, but she's such a legend and she's so amazing. And I just hope to be that someday. I mean, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's like 95? Yeah, I mean, and she's really cute. Really cute.
She is.
And she has like a cute guy that drives her around. And she's, you know, I mean, I just did Garfield with her a few weeks ago. I burned her. I poured her a coffee trying to, like, I was, like, so nervous to see her. And I was like, oh, there she is. And I poured her this, like, piping hot cup of coffee. And then I handed her. And she's like, oh, honey. And I was like, oh, I was trying to be nice. And now I burned her.
Had to work pretty hard to get her to like
you. So
after
you put the aloe on her.
I know. Then I had to go into my room. So I was like, sorry, I burnt you. Now I'm going away.
Like me, please.
She plays Granny on Looney Tunes, and I got to play like young Granny, and that was fun. Like just being, you know, and I took a picture of our names, June Frey and Great. It was on the sign, and she was just the two of us. So I like took a picture.
Sweet.
That's
well,
cute.
Speaking of Granny, you are so creative with your older characters, mm-hmm. your grannies, your older women, not your normal. You know, mm-hmm. did you have something to draw from that, or?
Well, I was raised by an 80. Well, she wasn't 80 when I was little, but she seemed that way.
She's 700 now.
Did you imitate her too?
Well, she's my little Mexican grandma like this, you know. Get inside. Don't get so brown. You're sunning yourself. Gringa, get in here.
Anyway, but...
That's so good.
But there was a lady in our church who sounded like this. And she had a lady that came and helped her do her shopping.
And she would come to church with this like little helper lady that was in her 60s. And I loved it because we were in this really, you know, traditional Pentecostal mm-hmm. church. Yeah. It was kind of boring. Sorry, yeah. Pastor Lee. and whenever he went up, just like even like a minute over, she was like,
"He's going on and on. He needs to just cut this short. He's rambling."
You know, and I was like, "Yes, oh my God,
she would say that loud."
Yeah, oh yeah, and the whole congregation. She thought she was just talking to her friend.
I love her.
But, and the friend was like,
"Well, I hope he does. I just can't handle it. This is going on and on. And I have people coming later."
And I just love it. But one day he said, I called the character Vera. Yeah. Because people sometimes will be like, "Bring Vera out for this character."
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I call her Vera because the pastor said, you know, some people, we have some sick people at home who couldn't be at church today. So if there's, you know, if there's anybody sick at home that couldn't make it that you can think of, you know, just say their name silently to yourself. And she went,
"Vera!"
We lost it. Anyway, so.
That is awesome. Oh my gosh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
My goodness.
I can do those other ladies too, but you know, a lot of people do those kind of ladies.
Yeah. I like her. She's kind of a Liza Minnelli hybrid with.
I mean, I just figure when I get old and I have nobody to impress anymore, I'm going to eat. And so, you know, I'm just like going with realistic old for
I
me.
Love it. So
putting
brilliant.
My dirty robe on and I'm going to. So
dirty robe?
It'll be a dirty robe.
I can I'm see sure like this just... glamorous robe you probably
well,
have.
Well, it'll be food stained.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be
of
mostly
course.
Food stained. Yeah.
The moo-moo and your tissue in the pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got to say, gotta tell you, man, you are crazy talented. I'm serious. Like, you know, you're doing all this stuff and then all the stories that I've heard about you and then, you know, Stacy and I, you know, doing a whole freaking background check on you, make sure that you are VO Buzz Weekly worthy. No, just kidding.
And it's like, get kicked off Twitter.
You're just like, yeah, I'm like, oh, she got kicked off Twitter. This might be a problem.
Twice. Well, I finally took my picture. I don't know if you've seen my Twitter picture, but I have a paper in my mouth. I'm at Forever 21 shopping with my grandma.
Yeah.
Like all the cool kids do. And anyway, I was just there and thinking like, God, I wish I was verified. And then I was like, you know what? Because people keep asking, like, is this really you? Are you, you know, and I'm so sick of it. So I just, like, got a piece of paper out of my purse, and I wrote in Sharpie, like, "I really am Gray Delisle," on it. And I just put it in my mouth, and I went, and that's my Twitter picture. And then my Wikipedia picture was so ugly. I'm sorry, but it was, like, the worst picture. I'm not saying I'm just the gorgeousest person in the world.
Don't you have to pick that picture or somebody else?
No, like, it's, like, whatever is, like, public domain. Like, they're afraid. If it looks too good, they're like, oh, it could be owned by a real photographer. Let's take something that looks like. Seriously, it was Tracy Flick in Election. I was just like, in one. I was like at Comic-Con, I'm like answering a question. And then there's another one where it's like, you know, at some autograph table. I swear, like the angle is just like, you know, and my hair is like, it was awful. And my husband said, like, I have to say, when I first was stalking you, and I was like, she's kind of a two-face. Like sometimes she's kind of cute and sometimes and I was like, the Wikipedia picture, no matter how many times I try to put a cute one up there, the next day.
Yeah.
You know, so I finally was like, gosh, and they were like, well, it's a copyright thing. We're not sure if it's... Finally, I'm like, oh, really? Okay. I got another piece of paper out of my purse. I folded it in half. I wrote on it in Sharpie my official Wikipedia picture. And I'm just like, you're in my car. I'd rather have, like, a kind of decent,
car
photo.
Of course.
And it's like, I am Gray Delisle and I approve this picture.
Yes. And I've managed... I've mastered the iPhone.
You've got those nice long arms. I'm like,
and they look thinner, like, when you're just like, you know.
Oh my God. Wow. hey, you know what? Not to go off topic a little bit, but...
Because we're really staying on topic.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Have we found a topic yet? I'm sorry.
Not to stay on topic,
go ahead,
but...
Chuck.
Because I don't know if you mentioned this earlier, but is there any way for anybody to buy any of your music?
Yeah, it's all on iTunes.
And it is, cool.
Yeah, it's all on iTunes, and if you're still listening to CDs, there's like CD Baby and Amazon. And
excellent.
Yeah. Nice.
Cool, because you guys should do that.
You should.
Seriously, it's good stuff.
So let's talk about some of your current projects.
I am so excited to finally be able to talk about this secret George Lucas project I was doing forever and could not talk about. Like, I knew people that were writing on it, but they couldn't talk about it. And I knew people were acting on it, and we couldn't talk about it. And so we'd all just be in the same room, like, ooh. And I was just like, yeah, I'm working on something. Yeah. You know, we're just so excited. Yeah, but it finally got announced. It's called Star Wars Detours, and it's like everything that happens other than, between Star Wars.
Yeah,
like the diner, the waitresses, the... You know, it's just, it's great.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, and Seth Green is in it, and he's writing all over it. He's so talented. I didn't know how many voices he does.
Yeah.
And he's so smart about
And cool and funny.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. So, all kinds of fun people are in that. They actually got, like, Billy Dee Williams is in it, and, like, all these.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm a real Disney fairy. I'm gonna be in the new Tinkerbell movie called Secret of the Wings.
That's cool.
That's gonna be exciting. It comes out. It came out over the holidays, so it's out now for all the little girls to enjoy. And I'm so excited because I did Scratch for them for so long. They finally let me be a fairy. I've been every fairy for everything, and I was the narrator a few times, and they've given me a few lines right there, which was so sweet. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I will be the Scratch lady. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it was so nice, and I'd added a bunch of my own like funny things to it, and I think they finally were like, oh, just give her the damn thing, you know? She's like, you know. It started becoming me. I was kind of trying to make it more like me to where, like, I'd be so that part that when they'd audition people, they're
there
like,
you go.
It's less like Gray. Yeah. So that and Tough Puppies still going. I'm so excited that it's the new Butch Hartman series, and they're airing more episodes on Nickelodeon, and Happy Huggle Monsters, if you have little people. It's a little Disney Junior series. It's with Rob Paulson and like a bunch of other people, and this Scooby-Doo's still going strong after 1968.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And I can't believe that Frank's been doing it since 1968.
Yeah, but it's such a great show.
I know.
It's incredible. It must be incredible to work with him.
Yeah, he's just, I love him so much.
Yeah.
But we're doing like a worldwide WWE? WWE, yes. Yes. And we got some good people on that. And so it's
nice.
Cool.
My brother, but that's the only thing he's ever been excited about. He's like, are you? Is that really happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Cool.
I'll actually pay attention.
Yeah, I was in Arkham City. I played Catwoman, and that's one of the only other things. Mm-hmm. And he's like, holy crap. Like, he's like, are you Catwoman on the. It was just one day of my life, but he's like, it's like all over Twitter.
That's
it's trending.
So great.
And I didn't know. And I was like, wow, this is so cool.
You know,
so.
Wow, that's crazy. That's so really cool. Good, man. So you got a lot of stuff going on. Your life is exciting. We should hang out with her more
often. Yeah, you should. Let's
play up. We'll just follow her
around. I was already thinking that.
Hey,
I was like,
way to follow
Jeff,
you on Twitter.
Jeff. Let's get this going.
I know. What's the deal with you speaking Japanese?
It's not true, but let's
it's
pretend
it's not true.
It is.
Yes, it's okay.
Phonetically,
I learned Japanese.
Yeah.
But it's so embarrassing. People come up to me all the time and speak
Japanese. Do you not want to talk about it?
No, I'm happy to
talk
about it.
Don't have to
but when it was on
He's
the Wikipedia page,
right
I was
now.
Like, wow, that's really cool that it's on my Wikipedia page. Not true, but I'm not going to say anything about it.
Well, no, it is
but
true.
But you learned phonetically.
You can speak Japanese.
Yeah, because when I did Puppy on Miyumi, they tried to hire a Japanese woman to do it, and she just wasn't quite up to the acting chops.
Yeah.
But they really looked. Like, they were really trying, and God bless them. But finally, at the nth hour, they were like, can you just come in here? Like, you know, we've already got, like, 5 episodes we need to redo, and we're on a time schedule here. So I went in and did all the episodes and then just took over.
Do you remember any of it? I mean,
no.
Are you sure?
I don't.
None of it.
Oh, yes, I remember. Kumo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Konnichiwa.
I didn't even say arigato, right?
Yeah, it was good.
I said
it was
arigato.
Good.
It's like, that's origami, but hello.
Origami.
No, I have no, I don't remember any of it. No.
Okay.
It was like, need it for the next 2 seconds.
Yeah, because Stacy and I were thinking that maybe like you and your husband go for out for sushi and that you would order everything in Japanese and everybody would be like, whoa.
I'd like some of that tuna maki.
Can I get some with cheese melted on it?
Yeah.
No, but I go into sushi bars and like if they don't make enough of a fuss, I'm like, I don't want to go there again. They didn't really say hi to us. That's the whole thing about empty inside.
Yes.
Fill me up, please.
Please like
cookies.
Me.
Cookies. Yeah.
Okay. I got to ask you this. You work a lot, right?
Yeah,
people hire you because you're way talented and you are, and because you are extremely
Likeable.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like,
she's like,
no, you're extremely relevant.
You're really fun to hang out with. Yeah. You really, really are. But you know, it's not just about that sometimes. How do you stay on top of the trends, the animation trends? Like when you get an audition, like how do you know what's current?
I would look it up. If they say, I have to say, I'm like, so, I have a little money, but I'm poor, like in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when you grow up with no money, like I was raised by an old lady on, you know, wish we had public assistance and everything. Yeah. And I love those government cheese grilled cheese sandwiches. I'm telling you, there's nothing like a government cheese grilled cheese. I don't know if you've experienced the joy of this.
I have not had the government cheese.
Some of you know what I'm talking about. It's extra creamy. Yeah. They're trying to kill the poor people is what's happening.
But is there any cheese product? Is there a cheese product? Yes. Anyway, look how good you turned out. Thank you.
It's building strong. No, but I don't have cable, and I should because I need
you
to know.
You should.
But it's $70 a month. I'm like, am I going to watch that much TV with Netflix at $9? And I just, and then I'm killing myself because I'm like, why aren't I getting the residuals? And I'm like, oh, yeah, everybody's broke and poor and cheap like me. So anyway, I should be.
You should be at least supporting yourself.
Well, but you can go online.
I definitely look up things. And also, I'm just curious by nature. So if somebody says, hey, I'm working on this really cool, I'm like, oh, what is that? And they're like, oh, it's, you know, Bob's Burgers. I learned about Bob's Burgers. I had a couple comedy friends, and it's hilarious. And so I was like, I'm going to go on. And I was like, oh, that's great. And I, you know, just learning.
Yeah.
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 That's cool. Listen, I'm with you. The cable thing. Basic.
Yeah.
Basic.
Not even that. Netflix. I don't even need any cable. Yeah. I have no cable. None. I just have $9 of Netflix a month, and there's plenty to watch on there. And when a new, I love the people killing people shows. Not the fake ones. That's too shiny.
Like the forensic
stuff. No, I need the I need to see like corpses and like, you know, I need to see like dental records.
And this is so shiny.
You see the dark side.
I am. I'm like, there's a new episode of Solved on Netflix, you know, and just like disappear. ID Network or whatever. You know, I love it.
But this is so mysterious now why you play these horrible games.
Yes! Oh, I love the macabre.
It's all like in there. Yeah. Nice.
I just squash it down and put food on it.
Nice.
And then smile.
Okay. I can't wait to do this with you.
Oh, yes. This is going to be great.
Okay. Pick a number between 5 and 129.
27. My favorite number. It was my husband's favorite number, too, which is another crazy thing.
Wow.
Did the psychic tell you that?
On the 27th because of that. Like, he was like, because he was turning 28.
What's his name?
Jared.
Jared, let's give him a big shout out.
Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Dude, you're so lucky. She's crazy.
He hates attention of any kind.
He's like, please stop looking at the camera. Stop looking at the camera.
No, but he's like, I'm sad I'm not going to be 27 anymore because it's my favorite number. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, it's in my PIN code. And he's like, mine, too.
My PIN code.
Crazy.
Don't lose your credit card.
My PIN code is.
This is a perfect question for you. I think this is the perfect question for you.
Okay.
If you had to describe your worst experience with blood, what would you say?
I gave plasma when I first moved here. God, I'm just dregs of society here. Like, I've told every gross story. It's like, well, I was cleaning a toilet and giving plasma and waiting at the table. And then I was, you know.
And then I yelled at people.
You gave plasma.
I did it because it paid way more than giving blood. If you give the plasma. But you have to be a certain, you can't be like a high quality person. And it was like cushier than the blood bank. The blood bank. Any old schmo can give blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Plasma, HemaCare, right on, is it Van Nuys Boulevard?
Yeah.
In the nice area.
HemaCare,
yeah. But they gave you, like, food.
They gave you
food
and
money. They
gave
you, like, cookies and juice and, like, relatively not, like, current releases, but, like, just out of the theater movies that were, like, you know, so you lay there and have your little cookie.
Because it takes a while, yeah?
Yeah, it takes a couple hours.
No
yeah.
wonder she doesn't pay for cable.
But you get, like, $80 a month's worth of cable for this.
Wait, so the $80 for the plasma, the $40 for X-Work, you are rolling in dough.
I was so stitch. And I still was cheap.
That is hysterical.
I was telling my friend she liked my purse, and I was like, oh, it's J. Crew. And I was like, oh, and this is, like, you know, it's like my Gucci this, and, you know, I was like, because the store is just my showroom.
Yeah,
I go in the store and I try it on and it's like, oh, this Betsy Johnson dress fits. Now I go on eBay and see, and that's why our economy's in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm to blame. But anyway,
no, a lot of people do.
Oh,
that.
Oh yeah, HemaCare. So So, but I'm terrified of needles.
Mm.
And the first time that I did it, and they were actually
did
like
you pass out.
I did. Yeah, I know. Oh. I was like,
there's plasma all over the floor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Not a good scene. You know,
but then the more you give, the more, like, tears you would move up. And I topped out at $80. It starts out at, like, $40, which is still, like, that's a shift at Chin Chin. That's
That's pretty good, man.
Then you get the dozen donuts and an extra movie. Nice.
It's nice. You're eating, you're making.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone who
I've never
willingly donated.
This is the first for a lot.
I still have thoughts.
Well, you've saved some people's lives, so good for you, Greg DeLisle.
Yeah.
I'm a hero. I'm a first responder.
Red Cross.
On Evite. When you invite me, I respond immediately. Text me, I'm the first to respond.
So you said earlier that you really like helping people out, you know, when they're talented and blah blah, and that you just something that you really like doing. So let's just say that I'm a voice actor and I'm starting out in the business, you know, I'm just starting to get my feet wet. What advice would you give me to set me on the right road?
Be trained in acting, take acting classes. That's really, you have to be an actor. You can't just be a voice person. Mm-hmm. No, you can't just be a voice person. Because there's a million people. I mean, there are people that we work with every day. They're just amazing. Like Jess.
Yes,
I mean,
of course.
You know, when I see guys that, like, do two impressions, I think, Jess can do both those impressions and 20,000 other things.
Right.
And he's a really good actor. And, you know, singing, you know, try to, like, make yourself as much of a threat as you can. Like, you know, because they'd rather, if you can sing and do the part, and, you know, they're just trying to save money, pretty much.
Right.
Go get some mic technique classes. Like, just, you know, I love Voice Tracks West, or I'm sure you do demos. Like,
I do demos.
Don't you think? Yeah, just like, I think people need, it's definitely a different thing than being an actor, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you need to know, like, oh, I can't just, you know, and you know, I'm not going to, like, do walla and clap on the mic, you know, just those kind of things. Just little etiquette-y things so that you go in there, you don't look like you're green tomato.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, and I would do, I hate people. People are always like, I shouldn't have to pay to do a showcase. But I did showcases when I first, I waited till I was really good. Like, you know, I tried to take as many classes as I could, voiceover classes, and just be so ready. And then when I was really ready and had my demo in hand and had an agent, I did those casting director workshops where I met like 6 people in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
For people that aren't good, it's a big waste of money because it's like, here, Bridge, I'm burning you this week, and then I'm paying to burn you this week. You know, I mean, it was just awful when I thought, oh, they paid money, and now this person's never going to take them seriously. Or people that were too new. They met the casting directors before they were really ready. They were good, but they didn't take any classes, and they didn't really know what they were doing, and then the casting director's always going to think of them as that new person. Like, oh, they were good, but they're green. But if you go in, like, I mean, I felt like I was super prepared.
Yeah.
So I ended up looking like the person that was just like, wow, she's brand new. And she's just,
where's she been?
Wow. Yeah, exactly. So Chris Zimmerman was like, I have an audition tomorrow for you. I mean, she walked me down to my car. Maybe I walked her to her car. I might have been one of those annoying people that's like, can I help you carry your bags? Maybe. I ask questions with weird voices so that you
can notice. There's a weird looking guy out there. Maybe I should walk you to your car.
I know. There's always those people in workshops that like, I have a question to ask because I'd like to talk. You know, and like the person's going to go, oh my God, you are amazing.
This workshop reminds me of when I was on set last week.
It's like, oh God.
The verbal resume.
Kathy Calvinson was good with that. She was like, I'm not sure. Ginny McSwain, too. Ginny McSwain was like, so I'm not sure what your question is, or like, what?
The verbal resume thing is
Ginny McSwain doesn't fly with her.
No.
I always tell people to take her class sometimes. Like, I tell people, you know, take with people that are going to not kiss your ass, you know? You know, I want to know. Like, I don't want you to just, like, take my money and go, you're great. And Susan Paglio's good at voice artist of, like, you know, being, like, sweet but not like crushing your ego but not like candy coating it, and I bet, you know, you've got a little bit of that going on too. You seem like you'd be nice, but you're not gonna like BS anything.
You turn people away if they're not ready.
See, that is wonderful. That's the sign of somebody that you should take classes with, because anybody's gonna take your money, but that takes scruples. I would totally recommend you just because of that. And I already love you. Now I know you love you.
Now she's going to really recommend
me. So first I take classes with Chuck Duran.
Ray's getting a new demo.
That's my new business.
Yeah.
So be really prepared before you meet cast directors. But if you have to pay a little bit to make those connections,
So invest in your business.
Yes, invest. I put it on a credit card. I did, and I paid
disconnect
it off.
Your cable and take acting classes. Yeah.
I just thought, you know what? I'm investing in myself because I really believe that I could really do this if I met the right people.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I always tell people, because people told me, everybody wants to do that. You should, you know, there's not room for anybody else. And I've said, I feel like if you really can do it, there's room.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing about advice. If you're going to take classes, take from, like, casting people. Because if you have to pay money and you're going to sit in front of, at least take with somebody who, well, when you're good. if you're just learning, you know, take with other people. But once you're good, don't waste your money taking from people that can't introduce you to somebody. Or
absolutely.
Somebody,
I agree with you. Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
About, if you're going to pay money, you might as well exactly. make a connection that can actually.
I always say, if you can't use your friends, what good are they? So make friends everywhere.
How's that working out for you, Chuck?
Yeah, working out pretty damn good.
He's using us right now.
I'm loving it.
So used right now.
Yeah, right?
But we're going to be friends forever, though, right?
Like, yes, absolutely, without a doubt.
What we have for Gray is
a lot of
undying love and respect.
And for the rest of our lives.
Thank you so much for being here.
You are so, look at that. Da-da, the XT.
Wonder triple
time. This has been one of the coolest shows we've ever done. Thank you for coming on VO Buzz Weekly, sharing with us, sharing with our crew. You got them cracking up, or him. What am I talking about? It's him.
Don't make yourself out bigger than you are.
And all of those guys out there that are watching you, you're entertaining as heck. And we love you.
Thank you all.
Such a great way to start the new year.
Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody.
Hi, guys. This is Gray Delisle. I just did VO Buzz Weekly with Chuck and Stacy, and I think that they like me a little bit. Like, a little bit. We talked about really personal things, and we cried, and I'm so empty inside. Please like me, Chuck and Stacy, please.
Well, that's a wrap on part two with Gray Delisle, but be sure and tune in next week because we have an awesome show for you.
Yes, we do. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest at VO Buzz Weekly. Take care, everybody, and just remember, you always have time for a little buzz.
Don't just listen to VO Buzz Weekly. Watch the show in stunning HD video at VOBuzzWeekly.com, on their YouTube channel, or on the app.
VO Buzz Weekly is sponsored by Chuck Duran's
Demo
Rock.
The voiceover demo producer to the stars is now available to you.
Visit DemoFitRock.com
and take your voiceover career to the next level.
See you next time. And remember, you always have time for a little buzz.